Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 2, 1950, the Barbados Advocate announced the deaths of two Barbadian stalwarts, namely Mr. William Adolphus Byrd and Mr. James Edwin Crony. William Adolphus Byrd was born on 5th September 1867 to George Byrd, a laborer, and Mary Elizabeth Byrd, near Holder of Golden Ridge, St. George. At the age of 28, Byrd, who by then was a schoolmaster, living in Picornis, St. Lucie, married Martha Elizabeth Ann Farnham, a seamstress of Josie Hill, St. Lucie. This union produced three children, Wendell, Elizabeth, and Justin Ignatius, who followed in his father's footsteps as an educator. The tribute to Mr. Byrd noted that he was the last in a long line of schoolmasters to be revered by many generations, not because of their age or station in life, but because of the contribution they had been able to make to members of the generations who came under their care. Mr. Byrd became headmaster of St. Clement's School in St. Lucie in 1890 and subsequently became headmaster of St. Giles Boys' School. He retired from the school to become a lecturer in teaching methods at the Royal Training Institute, where he was able to build the teaching competencies of students falling under his tutelage. Mr. Byrd had gained wide public respect and appreciation for his contribution to the teaching profession. He died on May 28, 1950, at the age of 82, and was interred at Westbury Cemetery. James Edwin Crony was born on October 21, 1861, to Joseph Benjamin Crony, a warder at Glendary Prison, and Martha Jane Crony. At the age of 21, Crony, a merchant's clerk of Cheapside, St. Michael, married Emma Cox, also of Cheapside. Mr. Crony became a merchant operating in the city and became head of Gittings, Crony and Company. He was remembered as a man with strong views on public matters and was recognized for writing to the press or interviewing members of the legislature, raising many controversial questions. Mr. Crony was elected a member of the Vestry of St. Michael, but failed in a contest for the city seat in the House of Assembly. However, he maintained a commitment to politics. Mr. Crony retired into private life a few years previously and died at the age of 88 on May 28, 1950. His service took place at the St. Michael's Cathedral.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.